Hey there, sleep seekers and focus fanatics. It's your girl, Jessica Lane, back with another episode of Sleep Reset. Today, we're diving into something super important, building a support network for emotional well-being. Ever feel like you're carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like you just need to vent, share, and connect with someone who gets it? Yeah, me too. And that's exactly why we're talking about this today. Because let's be real, life can get overwhelming. Between deadlines, relationships, personal goals, and everything else whirling around, sometimes you just need a solid squad to lean on. Think of this episode as your ultimate guide to cultivating those powerful connections that lift you up when you need it most. Here are 5 key takeaways to remember as we navigate this together. First, understand the power of vulnerability. It takes courage to open up and let people in, but trust me, it's worth it. Sharing your thoughts, feelings, and struggles with someone you trust can be incredibly liberating. It breaks down those walls, builds intimacy, and reminds you that you're not alone in this crazy journey called life. Second, quality over quantity. It's not about having a huge group of acquaintances, it's about having a few genuine connections that truly nourish your soul. Think about the people who make you feel good, who listen without judgment, and who offer support when you need it most. Those other relationships to prioritize. Remember that feeling you get when you walk into a room and instantly feel at ease. That's the magic of quality connection. Third, diversify your tribe. Surround yourself with people who bring different perspectives, talents, and experiences to the table. It's like having a mini United Nations of support. You learn from each other, challenge each other's thinking, and grow in unexpected ways. Plus, it keeps things interesting. Who knows, you might discover hidden passions or skills through your connections. Fourth, be proactive. Don't just wait for people to reach out, make an effort to connect. Invite someone for coffee, suggest a hike, or simply send a thoughtful text message. Remember, relationships require nurturing and intention. Be the one to initiate, to check in, and to build those bridges of support. Finally, give back. One of the most fulfilling aspects of building a strong support network is knowing that you can also be there for others. Offer a listening ear, lend a helping hand, or simply share your own experiences. Remember, the best relationships are reciprocal. They're about giving and receiving love, support, and encouragement. Think about it. Have you ever had a friend who just knew how to make you laugh when you were down? Or someone who offered sage advice when you needed guidance? Those are the moments when a strong support network truly shines. It's like having your own personal cheer squad rooting for you, no matter what life throws your way. Let me paint a picture for you. Imagine yourself feeling overwhelmed with work deadlines and personal responsibilities. You're starting to feel that familiar pressure building, but then you remember you have your amazing support network. You reach out to your best friend who always knows how to lift your spirits, or you schedule a quick call with your wise mentor who offers insightful advice. They listen without judgment, offer words of encouragement, and remind you that you're capable of handling anything that comes your way. That's the power of connection. It's about knowing that even when things get tough, there are people in your corner cheering you on and ready to support you every step of the way. Remember, building a strong support network takes time and effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. You deserve to have people in your life who lift you up, inspire you, and make you feel loved and supported. So, what's one small step you can take today to nurture those connections? Maybe it's reaching out to a friend you haven't spoken to in a while, joining a club that aligns with your interests, or simply being more present and engaged in the relationships you already have. Take action, my friends. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words of wisdom. See you on the flip side.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.